coon trap. If anything, it'd be make a dollar out of. And it was pretty plenty of game. While of late years it's been more deer than it was when I was growing up, because those waters really messed them up, you know, when in the early days they didn't have any protection when they went out. But there was lots of ducks here at one time. I've killed lots of ducks. A few deer. I never did try to kill too many deer. Usually when the water starts up, and when you could have killed deer, why, you didn't have time to fool with them. You had to run hogs for about a month and every day.
Did you believe in a certain time of the moon with your hogs?
No, I kind of like the old lady that's up here. She's making lye soap. Man came along and he said, he was stirring that soap, and he said, Mrs. Brown, do you make your soap by the moon? He said, no, sir, I almost always use a pot. No, I was never a moon man. I find a lot of people, you can find plenty of them that do believe in that, and a lot of them did. I guess my folks might have, to a certain extent, believed it, sort of. But, you know, it'd plant it one time, it'd go all to stalk or maybe this and that. But I never did pay much attention to the moon. I didn't think, and, you know, as a great saying, planting on Good Friday. I never did pay any attention to that. But, you know, it's a certain time of year that you time to plant. And if you plant too early, then what you think you're going to plant will just set there and won't grow. But and later on, I say 1st of May or something like that, then it'll get up and go. But I never was too much of a moon man.
So y'all raised other animals too, cows?
Cows, quite a few cows, more or less. But like I say, the water was always pretty bad for him, but and I thought he'd tell you about that Choctaw. My daddy, I don't remember that. He kept 19.3. Now, of course, that water didn't stay over very long, but he kept 31 head on that Choctaw. Now, it was a pretty big outfit. 31 head on there, and he never lost one. Walked him up the runway, you know, and then you had to climb, or if you didn't, well, you wouldn't have to tie the calves or things, but anytime one was tied and another come along, they took a hook at him. You could count on that. But there was some big logs there that he used there for 30, 40 years, and old big cypress logs, some of them.
The crawfish would really come up during the water, high water?
Well, they raised. Now, let's see, 73 when we had so many crawfish here last, wasn't it? Wasn't it, sweet?
Yeah, it was, I was
going to
say.
It was. They was.
It didn't overflow here.
But it didn't overflow, but most of the things was overflowed here, but we was out by about, I think, about 2 feet out there. And, you know, we had to let him, but it was just about ready to run over it. But crawfish, oh, they really went into crawfish business. They just graduated then. They got nets, you know, to catch them and everything. I never did buy any. In fact, I didn't catch any hardly, but they was just everywhere. And then they'd die. They seemed to die out, and we haven't had many since, even when the water got up pretty high. I don't know what the matter, but that crawfish farming.